This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. This is Macca. In case it had escaped your attention, Virgin Australia are expanding their international network. This week on Wednesday was their inaugural flight Melbourne to Hong Kong. And to get John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia, and David Flynn from Australian Business Traveller to have a chat to us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good to talk to you.
And you too. And look, first off, I want to say thank you so much to Virgin Australia for your ongoing support of Joy. It really makes a difference. For everyone who's listening, I know they're very, very pleased with that ongoing support. So thanks again.
No, thanks, Macca. We're delighted to be involved with you. It's a terrific relationship.
John, I'm interested, why did Virgin choose Hong Kong as a new international port?
It's the spearhead to an expansion that we have into Asia. And the Greater China area, of course, is huge. And when you look at Hong Kong and you say, well, if you fly anywhere within 5 hours of Hong Kong, you draw a circle, you've picked up half of the world's population. So it's really the crossroad to half of the world's population. And at the moment, we're starting with 5 services a week from Melbourne to Hong Kong. But hopefully we will get that up very, very quickly as soon as we can get more slots in Hong Kong Airport, which, as you know, is very busy and slots are difficult to come by.
I suppose you already know that about 30% of Australia's Chinese-born population or is in Melbourne. Sydney has slightly more. That's pretty significant. And is slots at Melbourne Airport, for example, a little bit easier to get than out of Sydney?
Well, the short answer is yes, of course, because Melbourne Airport doesn't have curfew.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can operate late at night or in or out of Melbourne Airport. But the other issue with Melbourne is that there's a lot of what I call lack of competition. I mean, if you look at what's happening between Melbourne and Hong Kong, Qantas has got daily flights, I think, and Cathay operates the rest. I think Cathay's got about 70% share or thereabouts. So bringing a third player into the market, well, it's already had an effect, actually, because our competitors have dropped their lead fares by over 30% already. And if you're going into a new route, pricing is important, but so is service and product. And I'm very proud to say that we won the Skytrax Best Airline in Australia Pacific a couple of weeks ago and Best Cabin Crew in Australia Pacific. So it gives us that impetus, that credibility, credentials, however you'd like to put it, to say, well, we're going on this route. We've already lowered fares on it. In fact, you know, we've got a fare out $629 return to Hong Kong from Melbourne. I mean, that is cheap.
I know. I saw that this morning. I only checked for September departures, and that's an incredible fare. Now, you're offering economy and business. Is that correct? You're not doing premium economy because you're on the A330. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, we've got business and economy. Business has got 20 seats and economy 255.
Mm-hmm.
And an A330-200. It's a wonderful airplane. In fact, some of your listeners may have flown on this aircraft between Melbourne and Perth.
Yes.
It does the transcon routes. It's just a superb aircraft. It's a superb product. And what makes the difference, of course, I think, is our crew, who I think do an outstanding job.
No argument with me there. Now, what sort of a passenger mix do you think you're going to get, John? Is it going to be business or leisure travellers? Or is it, you know, I'm not really familiar with that route. So
yeah,
how's it going to pan out, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the fact that there are 600 Australian businesses that have a presence in Hong Kong, you know, there is going to be a business market component to it, obviously, and our business class certainly stacks up for that. But I think what we're going to wind up seeing here is a massive amount of inbound leisure, which is good for the Victorian economy. In fact, you know, I was looking at some of our inbound flights for next week, so, you know, and we're talking days after we started, and already some of the flights are full in economy southbound from Hong Kong originating, or I should say Greater China originating tourists.
There'll obviously be through traffic through to China. So who's that going to be with codeshare? Will that be with Hainan or Hong Kong?
We've got a terrific relationship with HNA, who own Hong Kong Airlines and Hong Kong Express. HNA, of course, also have 20% stake in our business.
Yep.
And through the alliance of Hong Kong Airlines and Hong Kong Express, we'll have codeshare, interline, you know, all that seamless stuff that happens when you travel through ports. And it's terrific to be involved with them because they have massive reach in China.
Mm. Now, I have one last question before I go to David, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this, JB. I want to know why is it so important for companies like Virgin to support Joy and the LGBTI community?
I think it's important because, you know, I've had a discussion before, Maka, diversity is important, full stop. And companies have a diverse set of customers, and the company has to recognize that and therefore has to be involved in that. And as I said to you earlier on, you know, I'm delighted that we've got a great relationship. I mean, at a personal level, obviously, but at a professional level, and, you know, we have no plans of stopping it or changing it.
Oh, that's what I love to hear. That's what I love to hear. Now, David Flynn's there, but is Sir Richard with you? Is he going to say hello, or is he, he's out pressing the flesh, is he?
Yeah, he is, and trying to pin him down has been difficult. There might be a miracle before we finish, but I doubt it.
Okay. We'll have a rain check on him if he doesn't. I'm relying on you, John, to secure him for us at some other time.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If we don't get him today, I will somehow over the next 12 months, I will find a way of making it happen, even if he's overseas or something, we can pre-record it or something.
Fantastic, fantastic. David Flynn, it's your turn now. Are you ready?
Indeed, Macca. And I believe you've already flown on the Virgin Australia, the business product, from Melbourne to Los Angeles previously.
I have, and I actually think it's you know, there are first class cabins that are not as good as that, and I think, you know, this, you know, for business travellers, that product is so important. How's it going to compare with its competition on this route, David? Because, you know, Cathay's a pretty strong competitor. I think Qantas are also there as well. How does the product compare? You've flown those.
The product compares very well. As you were saying, it is the same, essentially, business class as on the 777s that fly daily from Melbourne to Los Angeles. And business class is getting so much better, so much better. So a lot of airlines don't see that in first class. In this instance, you've got the same core attributes. You've got the long, wide, lie-flat bed. You've got direct aisle access. You've got a big screen. You've got also a lot of storage space around the seat where you can park the laptop or tablet or book, work, maybe watch a video on your laptop while you eat. But the other thing, this is interesting, a lot of people who travel as couples find that on the other airline's product, if they're in the middle seats, they're not able to actually see and really talk to each other.
Yeah.
Whereas Virgin's product, there's a lovely sliding divider. So you've got privacy, or you've got the ability to socialise with your seatmate. And that's really important, whether it's a partner, whether it's a business colleague. So the product is up there with the best in the world. And I know our readers tell us they're so happy to see someone breaking that entrenched one world monopoly and bringing some competition in price, in product, in service to the Melbourne Hong Kong route. You're a great salesman. I'm going to employ David.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, you know, look, I fly a lot. For me, storage space is really important. The crew is really important. The lounges are really important. But what's important, what makes it better for everyone, is competition. And the other airlines, and as John said, the price has already dropped down.
When Virgin Blue rebadges Virgin Australia and enter the Transcon market with A330s, we saw that as well. Instant price drop, instant increase in the quality of product. And this is happening all over again as Virgin pushes into Asia, just as it's done with America. And that's a win for business travellers. That's a win for everybody.
Yeah, I think we forget, you know, they're all fine carriers. I mean, Qantas is a good carrier, and so is Cathay. But when you add our product to it, it actually raises everybody's standard. So I think that's a good thing for consumers.
And I've worked out it's 4,614 miles, 30, 60 or 120 status credits, David, each way.
I marvel at your points capability, Matt. He understands better than I do. He should be writing for Australia's Business Travel.
I should. I'd like to get some feedback in the next couple of weeks in terms of how the flights have been received in Hong Kong. And David, I'm sure you're going to be speaking to other passengers on the flight. I would like that too, but I think competition is fantastic. We have it in radio. It's great to see it in airlines, and I'm so pleased that I was able to get you guys this morning because, you know, it's a great opportunity for Melbourne, great opportunity for Virgin, and eventually, John, we're going to get our podcasts on your aircraft. We've got to get that organised.
Yes. Well, we do, and we'll do that. I'll talk to you separately. I fly about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, I know your flight leaves in about 20 minutes, so I'll let you go. Thanks to your team, John, for making this happen, and David as well. Have a good flight, guys, and thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Macca. Talk soon, mate.
Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. That was John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia, and David Flynn, the editor of Australian Business Traveller. We weren't able to get Sir Richard Branson, but John has committed to make that happen for us in the next 12 months. I'll put the pressure on. We'll make it a bit quicker than that. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, and Tass will be back with me shortly.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
For a unique mix of world news and queer culture, tune in to Saturday Magazine, 10 a.m. till noon on Joy 94.9.
Joy's longest-running news and current affairs program, featuring a weekly hub of discussion on politics, LGBTI world events, cinema and culture. It's an enlightening and informative Saturday wake-up.
Hosted by David McCarthy, Saturday Magazine is 2 hours of essential listening to start your weekend.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit Virgin Australia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.